Well, good morning. It's yet another beautiful Tuesday. We are blessed to be part of it. This is where we welcome you to She Speaks. My name is Maureen Alexander. I'm your host, and this morning our guest is none other than the stronghold, the powerhouse behind the gentleman, the son of the soil that we've grown to love so much and admire. A lot of us do admire Darren Sammy. It's his mom. And it was only a matter of time, because when we look at this gentleman, there is a lot to be desired. There's a lot that we value. There's a lot, and we know that it had to have something to do with his upbringing. So it was only a matter of time that we got Miss Clara Sammy up in here. So Mama Clara is here this morning. So let me go on over and say good morning. And it's such a pleasure. Welcome. We are honored to have you on our program this morning.
Thank you and good morning.
Wonderful. Well, let's get into the meat of things. I mean, before all of this started, we want to get to know you a little bit more, because now everybody knows Darren's mom. So we want to know a little bit more about you as a person. You were born St. Lucian, you grew up here. What was it like? Your childhood, what was growing up like?
Yeah, my childhood, I'm Clara Sammy. I'm from Digamikud. I have three children. I am the last of 15 children.
Wow.
Yes.
Mixed and boys and girls?
Yes. Mm. I'm the last one. And I am a proud Seventh-day Adventist Christian.
Right. Yeah. What was it like growing up with 15? You guys grew up in the same household. It was one of those really huge...
It was a big family.
Right.
Really a huge family. But when I was born, they had about seven of them still at home.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So you were like around the middle?
Yes. I'm the last one.
Oh, you're the last?
Yes,
oh.
I'm the last.
Wow.
So, so it was like, you know, when you're the last, you're a little spoiled.
Yes.
That's what they say. So
yes.
It was a way good for me. It wasn't too hard.
Right. What was school days like?
School days? Mm-hmm. School days, it was very happy days for me.
Mm.
I had my ups and I had my downs too.
What are some of the things, I mean, during your time growing up in the countryside like that, it's normally very rich culturally. What are some of the cultural things that you remember as a child?
I went to the river, you know. There is a river there that is where everybody used to go and wash.
Yes,
we went
yes.
there. We hold crayfish. We bathe. Yeah,
wow.
We had a lot of adventure. I used to go to the country with my mother, because my mother and my father, they were... farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to go to the country also. Sometimes I sit on a stone and they in the garden. So that is how it was.
Did you have dreams at that tender age of what it is you probably want to be when you grow up? You had any?
Not really, because when at that time you go to school, you know, you're going to school,
mm-hmm.
you're going for education, and then after school you want to do something. But I didn't really have any
plans.
You yeah,
were just
any plans.
enjoying life.
The moment. Yeah.
That is so amazing.
Yeah.
So what transitioning from your school days, what were some of the things you said? You mentioned the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that farm still in existence today?
Well, now, no. No.
Because you look disappointed when you say that.
Because we're not interested in that farm, because the way it is now, we're not that interested. We are looking other places.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. But is it something that disappoints you? Would you have loved it to be differently? Not really? Or?
Not really, because I've worked too hard on the farm now. I'm not looking to work on farm again. No, I worked too hard. No.
Mama Clara, finish with that.
Yes.
I'm not looking to you. And make me remember my days of picking up nutmegs. I'm done with that.
Oh, I used to carry bananas and go to the country and box bananas and all those things.
That was
it's
just
too much for me now.
Oh.
I'm getting older and I'm not interested in that thing.
All right. We're going to take a break and a quick word from our sponsors, because
okay.
we need to come back and get into a little bit more meat
right.
of how this all started off, and when you started
okay.
to have your kids, what was
yeah.
it like having three boys? Because
yeah.
you have three,
boys.
Right. So we're going to get into that in a bit. It is She Speak. Maybe it's a good time to spread the word that they can tune in. You can also tune in via our Facebook page, the official page of Radio Caribbean International, and you can view us live. For those of you who are listening, a word from our sponsors. We'll be back.
Just angels on the road. They are angels off-road too. GK Insurance, through its agents, EC Global Insurance Agency, brings you Angel Advantage Plus. get a level of coverage, support, and added value worthy of the high standard you set yourself every day. Contact us today at 451-3244. Angel Advantage Plus from EC Global Insurance Agency plus GK Insurance. Our strength is on your side.
And we are back, and for those of you who are just joining us, we have Miss Clara Sammy, the Clara Sammy, Darren's mom. She's our special guest this morning. So we just want to get down. I mean, we learned a little bit about her childhood. Now you want to get into your life. What it is you do now?
I have a small bakery. Mm-hmm. I do my own bread.
Wow.
Yes.
What next time I should make a request? You bring bread to me, innit?
Oh, yes. I should have remembered that, though.
No, that's fine. That's okay. Fine. That's absolutely
maybe next
fine.
Time.
Yeah. So that is your livelihood now?
Yes.
Is that what you did?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do before that?
Well, before that, I was in bananas.
Okay, you remained with the farm. The farm was up until
yes.
Such
you had a long kids, time. Yes.
And the farm was
still up. Yeah. But after it was in 2009, I went into bakery.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
What prompted that move?
Well, let me tell you. Before, I always used to say, if I have money, mm-hmm. I'm going to do a home for the aged, because I used to work with older person, and I love to work with older person.
Lovely.
But it happened, you know, already when it's not your loan that is controlling.
Yes.
So it happened that Mr. Sammy, he mm-hmm. built a bakery, and then I decided to stay in the bakery.
Right. And it's been your livelihood
yes.
since. You seem mm-hmm. to be loving it, is it?
I love it. Every time I feel tired, I tell my customers, I'm taking a break.
Right.
I close it down.
Is it a bakery just serving the community? Or?
The community of Diga and Mikuda.
Right.
And also Monripo.
Okay, so you do a little delivery
yes.
for all
uh-huh.
these communities.
Yeah.
Any plans to extend into something
no.
bigger?
Mm-mm. I don't have plan to extend.
Why?
The reason why mm-hmm. is because I am getting older
mm-hmm.
and I do my own baking. Because you don't really get bakers to bake for you.
Right.
So,
that personal
I don't
touch, you want to make
yeah.
sure that
and
is maintained.
It's a lot of sleepless night. You don't sleep. So, I don't really want to extend. I just want to stay, you know?
Right.
Just so I can do my
business.
That
authenticness.
Yeah. Yes.
You're better able to control that
mm-hmm.
when it
mm-hmm.
remains so personal.
Yeah.
Tell us about, you've got three sons.
Three sons.
Tell us about when you started, when you
okay.
got into motherhood, what was it like?
I got pregnant when I was 16, and I think the whole world know because Darren have told everybody. Yes, 16.
Was he the first?
Yes, Darren is the first. I got pregnant at the age of 16. And you know, as a young person, mm-hmm. to have a child at 16.
Yes, what was it like?
It was like,
parents were still
there. My parents, they were still alive because I was living with them. Yes.
They were supportive.
My whole family.
They were supportive.
Very supportive.
Wow.
I had no problem.
Wow.
And I don't know what was in Sammy. Everybody loved Sammy as a little child. Yes. So I was at my mother's house, mm-hmm. and then that is where he was brought up. After Sammy was about 3 years, I had my other son, Lance. About 2.5, I had my other son, Lance.
Mm-hmm.
Then I built a little home.
Right.
We went to live in our house. And then after Lance was 3, I got Merlan.
Right.
So all three of them, we raised together.
Together.
Yes. So it was in between, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Because as a young mother, you have
yes.
to work.
Right.
You have to send them to school. You have to take care of them. But when you have family to support you,
mm-hmm.
it was not that really,
serious.
Really, yes. But it was a little, it was weighing me down a little because as a young person to have 3 children
mm-hmm.
at the age of 21,
yes.
you have 3 children, it was, and things is not nice like
right.
you wanted it to. It was a little, I can say it was a little hard. Yeah, it was
during,
a little harder.
During all of that time, you said from small,
mm-hmm.
you always knew that there was something about Sammy because he was just so lovable. Everybody
yes.
fell in love with him. Did you, at that point in time, think beyond the thing that this is where, or have any idea this is what his future held?
No. I was just thinking that I have them and I'm sending them to school. They can have an education and then work for the government, something like that. But I never had any plans or any idea that he would be like that, no.
What was some of the foundation morals that you instilled in? Because a lot of people now, if we are honest with ourselves, when we look at Darren Sammy, he's quite the remarkable gentleman. He's very respectable, so charming, and you know, some of the values, you could actually feel that sense of value that he holds towards certain traditional stuff and morals. Mm-hmm. And one will have to think that, you know, it would have to have come from his upbringing.
Yeah. Let me tell you, my father was a strong Catholic. Mm-hmm. My father used to pray every morning. He opened his window and he prays every morning. So I was brought up in a house that people praise, you know? So when I went to my own home and thing, I raised them the same way. I became a Seventh-day Adventist when I was 21. So that itself gave me the upper hand. So like every morning we used to have family worship, and every night we used to have family worship. So I taught them about the Bible. I taught them what I knew to, you know, the way I was brought up. So I extended to them. So that is the main thing.
Was it always receptive children? Did you at any moment have had challenges in upbringing where they probably would have contrasted in terms of what you were trying to teach them and what it is they thought, because they're exposed to the world, and what is it they thought that they wanted to be or wanted to do? Or
you know, when you have children and it's boys alone, so sometimes you find things a little difficult, because sometimes they have their little problem and you have to come in, and this one will say, you don't love me. That one will say, this other one you love and whatever. But they were very respectful children, especially Darren, because he was the first one. Right. He listens to me when I speak to him. He never like, you know, some children, when their parents talk to them, they turn and no. Mm-mm. Mm. He wasn't like that.
Wow.
No. He was a very good and a good listener. Yeah. The only problem I had with Darren is the cricket thing, the playing.
So, that's why I want to go there.
The playing. Yeah. That's the only problem I had.
So, at the time, he had this passion at around what age?
From very early, about 3 to 3.
And he, like, you just saw him, a child who loved play.
To love play, yes.
And you thought, well, man, you just, it's too much play. This is.
But I myself, the whole family, we used to play too. That is the problem. We used to play together. We used to play rondos. We used to play poke. We used to play Chinese skip and all those things. So everybody was in it together.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. When did it become apparent that it was more than just play where Darren was concerned? Mm.
It was about maybe when he was about 10, 11, because I remember he was going to the primary school at that time. And I remember once they had parents, teachers meeting,
right,
where you go to the school and mm-hmm. then they tell you what your children is doing or your child is doing.
Right.
So when I went there, the teacher told me that she doesn't have any problem with Darren. The only problem she has is he's always wet during class. So
he's sweating.
Yes, because he loves to play, especially cricket. So that is where I really saw that he had a passion for cricket and things like that. But I wasn't into cricket.
Right.
That wasn't my lane.
So how were you able to help, because nurture that love and that passion?
Well, I did my best. There were times, as an Adventist, you know, mm-hmm. you keep the Sabbath day holy, and most of the time they used to play on the Saturday. So it was like I didn't want to let go, mm-hmm. because I not want him to be elsewhere when I am worshiping God. Mm-hmm. So it was like a little difficult for me,
right?
You know,
But eventually you had
to. Eventually I had to give up. Because when you listen to other persons and say that is what he really wants to do, mm-hmm. so you have to let him do it. And I did not want to take that away from him.
Right.
And next thing he would be on the block.
Right.
And things like that. So
do you,
I just decided to...
Do you think that maybe at the time you probably would have been judged by other Seventh-day Adventists who thought that, you know what, here she is. She's supposed to be a practicing Adventist.
Yeah, well, that is the problem. Because some of them did not want me to let him go.
Right.
Because they're saying that I am a Christian and my son should not be elsewhere.
When the Sabbath is
Sabbath, yeah. And I was feeling that too. I was feeling it too. Because sometimes when I used to go to church and he was not there, I was feeling like it shouldn't happen.
Do you regret it now?
No, I don't regret. I don't regret. But I still have that foundation mm-hmm. that the Sabbath, that is me.
But had you have restricted him then? Do you believe that he would have been realizing that dream now?
Mm-mm.
So is that a source of comfort that you did? You made the right decision?
Yes, because I would be blamed. Mm-hmm. Because that is what he wanted to do. His passion was there. And if I'd not give in,
right.
I think I would be blamed. Yeah.
I tell you what, guys, we are due for a break again. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we continue the conversation. Mama Clara is up in the building this morning, and we are privileged to have her. So we'll be back. A word from our sponsor, GK Insurances, the agents here in St. Lucia, EC Global Insurance Agency.
Not just angels on the road. They are angels off-road, too. GK Insurance, through its agents, EC Global Insurance Agency, brings you Angel Advantage Plus. Get a level of coverage, support, and added value worthy of the high standard you set yourself every day. Contact us today at 451-3244. Angel Advantage Plus from EC Global Insurance Agency plus GK Insurance. Our strength is on your side.
And we're back. 10 minutes left on the inside of She Speaks For this morning. Mama Clara, Darren's mom, is our special guest this morning. We're just having... So, you know, you can't have a conversation with Mama now and not and Darren not be part, like, almost like if you're having a conversation with Darren. It's just impossible because many of us got to know her through Darren. Darren has always been... so passionate, and everybody knows and feel that love and respect for his mom. He every time he seems to attribute every bit of his success to you. Mm-hmm. So I guess some of us are trying to find the formula right now. So
yeah.
We're getting into it right now with you. The transition, your life transition, because life has not always been the easiest road of growing up. Like you said, being 21 and having three boys. And having to balance off that, working, trying to make sure that they got an education and all of that. Plus the challenges that come with raising boys.
Yes.
You know, so it could not have been a walk in the park. Mm-hmm. But you did. You made the sacrifice, and you did what was necessary. Darren is now out there, and he's soaring, and he's doing very well. He's a drastic change in lifestyle. I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
How has the transition been from that little area growing up in where was it again?
Diga
mm-hmm. Mikur, right?
Yeah, Diga Mikur.
Seeing life from one total perspective. And now having the privilege of being able to see life differently, if you so choose, it could be a little challenging to remain humble.
Mm-hmm.
So, how are you dealing with all of that, that attention, all of that fame, all of that?
I am still humble.
Right.
I am still the same person. I am still Clara.
Right.
Yeah. That is how I deal with it. I know my son is doing well,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying his best. And I'm still humble. I'm the same person. I have not changed.
Right.
I have not changed.
At any time, did he try to get you? Does he respect your hustle still? That you still have the bakery and it's running?
Well, he doesn't want me to go to the bakery. Not at all. But I love the bakery. I love to keep myself active.
Right.
And I'm still in it.
She said that with conviction, guys. You should see that.
He always tell me to leave the bakery. But the thing is that I've always been working. So what sense does it make for me to go just sit in a house and not doing anything?
Right.
And
right.
I cannot depend on Darren. Darren has his own family. Huh. You understand? So I have to do something for myself.
I'm sure he feels differently.
Yes, he feels differently, but I want to do something for my own self, you know?
Right.
I want to be active.
Important to you.
Yes, it is very important to me. Because from the longest while, I've never depended on anybody to do my business for me.
Right.
So it's like I love it, and that is me, and I'm putting everything into it. Yeah,
I am so loving this. I can imagine the conversations at home. Yeah.
Yes, I'm telling you. Every time you tell me, "Mommy, don't go to the bakery."
Right.
You can pay your bill. But I'm saying, yes, I can pay my bill, but two money doesn't right.
Right.
You understand?
Exactly.
I need that little thing in my own hand where I can do my own business too.
It's always been you.
Yes, always been me.
And you need to protect that.
And I need to protect that.
And he has to respect that.
He has to. You have to. I hope he's listening.
I know he is, actually. I sent him the link. I know he's all tuned in there for the morning already.
That's me.
What is the household like now, though? They're all grown. Are they all out of the house?
No, Merlin is still there with me. The last one is still there. Yes, the younger one is still there. Uh-huh. Lance has his own home. And you know Darren also.
It's also got its own home. So, do you feel, what sense of do you feel in terms of the way that you if you were to grade yourself as a mom, do you feel confident that you've done what you needed to do as a mom now that you look at your kids? And
well, when you look at things, you never believe that you've done everything you should do, but at this stage I believe I did what I knew was right, what I could have done. And I believe God did the rest. I tried my best. I taught them what I knew. Mm-hmm. And then that is how it is. I instilled the faith I had in them, what I knew as a child growing up. I instilled it into them also. Mm-hmm. And then they are grown up so they can make their own decision. But I am proud to say that I raised three children and I'm proud of them. Very proud of them.
If there's anyone that is listening, I mean moms, that's probably charged with the responsibility now of raising kids, maybe, you know, having to balance between raising their children. Mm-hmm. Maybe they would have had, like you had, kids at a young age. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes society can be very unforgiving. Fortunately for you, in your case, you had the support
of my family
who did not condemn you because of it. Mm-hmm. But there might be persons out there that probably have a different experience right now. Mm-hmm. They might be condemned by society, maybe by their family condemned, but they now need to try that same road. What sort of advice would you give?
Well, I am saying today that if you have your child, you're a young mother, don't give up. Do your utmost best, you know, because if you already have that child and you leave that child to herself or himself, you know, it's a problem we're going to have in society. You already have your child. Take care of your child.
Regardless of what,
take time and take care of your children. Yes, because at the end of the day, it is you and your child. You understand? Don't worry how people look at you. I had my three children, and people used to say, that young girl with three children. But that did not stop me from taking care of my children. Mm-hmm. I do what I had to do, and I know that one day they will grow. You know? So you have to take care of your children. No matter what, do your best. You're not alone. You are not alone. You do what you have to do.
The importance of having that spiritual groundedness, did you think that played the major role as well?
A lot. A lot, a lot. Because let me tell you something, eh? You have your children growing up. Mm-hmm. You don't take them to church. You don't have time for them. You go everywhere. Your children in the house. What is going to happen? You take your children, you bring them to church, you admonish them in the fear of the Lord. Even if you don't go to church like often, but always have these children, uplift these children in prayer. You know, because prayer can do a lot of things. what we cannot do, prayer can do. If we give our children to the Lord, you know the Lord will do what's best for us. He says that he promised to give us prosperity, good health, an expecting end, and we just have to choose. You know, it will not just come like that. We must accept it. So, you know, in the spiritual realms, it has a lot to do in how you serve God and how you serve your community and how you deal with your children. So I believe my spiritual life had a lot to do with my children. But now they are grown up, you know. The Bible says you have to teach them in the fear of the Lord. When they are old, they will not depart from it. So when they grow old, they have their own choice. They have to choose. But while they are young, you mold them and you fashion them in the fear of the Lord. And my girl, I tell you, what you cannot do for yourself, God is going to do the rest.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And that is what he has done for me. And I am proud to be a Seventh-day Adventist Christian. And I am proud to be the mother of those three children.
Absolutely.
Everybody have their ups and downs, you know, especially with boys. And what is happening now, we have to train our children. We cannot leave our children to themselves. Look at what is happening around us. You know, a children left to himself is disaster, is problem. So we bring them here, we have to take care of them. We have to teach them.
Regardless of circumstances.
Yes.
Mama Clara, it was such an honor having you this morning. Time surely does fly. Half an hour already wrapped up. And yeah, I know.
It was short.
Already wrapped up.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Thank you for inspiring our listeners this morning. I'm sure somebody somewhere out there needed to hear what you had to say this morning, especially probably single parents like we mentioned, trying to go through this battle and this fight.
Yes.
I'm sure you would have made quite a difference. Yes,
it is a battle, but we need to stand.
We can't give up. We can't fall.
We cannot give up. Not at this age.
And there is strength in relying on the Most
High. Yes,
so a lot of strength.
All
right. So there you go.
Well,
thank you so much.
You.
Oh, look, everybody is sending so much love on the platform.
Thank you so much for having me. And I just want to wish the men happy Men's Day. I hope that they do their best.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you so much again, Mama Clara.
Thank you.
Was She Speak for today. Another beautiful and amazing program. And it was an honor to have had Miss Clara Sammy in our company this morning. Hopefully Tuesday next, we're going to have another. Sammy's playing right now. Yeah. Hopefully next week we're going to have another powerhouse St. Lucian woman who's going to be sharing their story, just inspiring us, all of our listeners, and we are grateful that they are making themselves available to us. Thank you very much again, Mama Clara.
Yes.
And thank you to our sponsors, GK Insurances, the agents here in St. Lucia, EC Global Insurance Agency.